Happy International Migratory Bird Day. Since its creation in 1993, International Migratory Bird Day has been officially observed on the second Saturday in May, but more recently it's been expanded to any time in late May or early June. Wisconsin hosts over 225 species of birds that breed here and then travel to southern countries and continents for the winter. These are birds we refer to as neotropical migrants because they move from the tropics to the north and back annually. Let's look at two birds known to inhabit our northern forests. The indigo bunting typically arrives here in May, the end of a 1,200-mile journey from Central America across the Gulf of Mexico north to much of the eastern U.S. These birds are common across the entire state, benefiting the most from shrubby, brushy sites of early successional habitat, or what we call a young forest. The male is a brilliant blue. Interestingly, no blue birds, like buntings, blue jays, bluebirds, are actually capable of growing blue pigment. Rather, these birds have microscopic, prism-like structures in their feathers that allow blue light to reflect away from the bird and back to our eyes. These birds basically are blue the same way the sky is blue. Another interesting fact about indigo buntings involves their sense of direction. Some small birds are thought to have a sense of Earth's magnetic fields using small metal particles in their brain like a built-in compass. Buntings, though, migrate at night, relying on the position of the stars in the sky. This star map is committed to memory by buntings at a very young age. It is not instinctual, actually it's a learned behavior. Another species, the golden-winged warbler, gets a lot of attention here in Wisconsin. This is because 25% of the entire world's population breeds here. Like buntings, these birds need a young forest for part of their life cycle. Unlike the indigo bunting, which has been doing well as a species, the golden-winged warbler has reduced in population to the point of consideration for listing as a federal threatened species in 2009. This bird travels 2,800 miles one way from the South American tropics to northern Wisconsin to raise one brood of four or five young before heading back home. They arrive mid to late May and depart with their young in mid-August. For these birds and a couple hundred others, Wisconsin offers something extremely valuable, the nesting habitat and food needed to breed, hatch their young, and quickly bring them to a feathered and flying stage to migrate 1 to 2,000 miles south. International Migratory Bird Day was developed so that partners across the country and across continents take time to think about the fact that we all share responsibility for these birds. If they cut down the rainforest to grow coffee, the birds will decline no matter what we do to protect them in Wisconsin. If we change their breeding and nesting habitat up here, the population will eventually drop, regardless of their overwinter habitat down south. We are all connected by the species we share. If you are disappointed that you did not learn about International Migratory Bird Day in time to attend a celebration, I have good news. Three Lakes, Oneida County's only official bird city, has scheduled their celebration for June 7th. Last year, my boys and I participated in their event, and we had a great time. This year looks to be even more fun with the addition of a loon calling contest and a frog calling contest and a trip to the marsh called Banding with Bruce. For more information, go to www.birdcitywisconsin.org and search for International Migratory Bird Day activities.